So we did something. Not impulsively. Not entirely rationally either. Just something that made sense in the way getting a tattoo after a breakup makes sense. Or ordering an iced coffee during a snowstorm. You feel it in your chest, and before it reaches your brain, suddenly you're spiraling. In a good way. Kind of. Welcome to Avocados Abroad. We'll explain, eventually. But for now, just buckle up. Or don't. We're not in the mood to get fined.
Avocados.
This is Peter from Apocalypse and Avocados, joined by
Sean here.
This is the news that we've been waiting to tell you. We're very excited for this. It might make people a little bit sad, but it's been something that we've been doing for quite some time now. We want to announce that we are going to be doing a spinoff series called Avocados Abroad. Sean and I are officially leaving the United States.
Yes.
Woo! This all started about 3 years ago. We started feeling the political climate and the hatred in the country, and it kind of stemmed from there. So we are going to be making this big trip, and we're going to take you along with us.
Yep. Hope you enjoy the ride.
So we've decided to make the big move from Massachusetts to Porto, Portugal. We are hoping by midsummer this year that we will be making the big move. Do you want to discuss, Sean, what were some of the reasons that we decided to go abroad?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that played a factor into why we considered to leave. Politically, things are getting really crazy here. There are rights being taken away from not only LGBTQ people, but women and minorities in general. And there's just an increase in the cost of living and a lack of what you are getting from the country as far as like healthcare and when you do need assistance and things like that. So we were really just looking to find a better quality of life somewhere that would accept us, where we could become part of the community and thrive and help the people that are there by being able to contribute something to them that is not necessarily coming from their economy.
Right. We're excited to join the culture. I've been learning the language for 6 months now.
Yes, he's much better at it than me. I am still only a couple words in.
It's been a lot of fun, but to be honest, my breaking point was the November election.
Yeah.
Once we knew that he was going to take office again, we knew that it wouldn't be safe for us. We've discussed this in previous episodes, how this is a privilege, and we are fully aware that this is a privilege to be able to do this. And we're excited. We want to share the journey with you. But yeah, the breaking point was Trump being reelected. It is insane that we are going to be leaving our home, our families, everything that we know, our language, our culture, to have a better quality of life. What else can I tell you on this? We're excited for having beautiful weather most of the year. We're excited to dive headfirst into some Galdoved. We're excited to make Portuguese friends, meet some expats that have moved over there. There are quite a few now.
Some Vinho Verde too.
Yep, the Vinho Verde. We're excited to drink that. We drink that now. But yes, we've chosen the city of Porto to be our next home. And in the process currently, we have applied for our visas and we will go over that in another episode as to the grueling process that that was.
We will take you through the whole thing.
Yes. We have applied for our visas. We're just waiting on the finalization of this. We do have an apartment in Porto that we have rented already, and we will let everyone know how we achieve that, because that seems to be a big thing with expats moving over there.
Yes, we will. We'll let you know how we did that. No, like, sponsorship in that. It's just right. We will let you know how what we used so you can make a decision for yourselves if you ever decide to do something like this.
I will tell you that the way that we decided to go with that was a pleasant and painless experience. I would not say it was expensive, but it definitely wasn't cheap.
Yeah, I think it was priced fairly.
Yes.
For what they're doing, because from what I've read in expat groups and different things online, the process of finding an apartment is probably one of the most stressful requirements for the visa. So I am very appreciative of the assistance we had with that part of the process, for sure.
Yes. We do have quite a few of these reasons, but Sean, what were some of the reasons that we chose Portugal?
One of the big things that stood out for me, okay, let me backtrack a little bit. One big thing that Portugal, one reason Portugal was a big blip on my radar, or I guess that's the way to say it, is that my grandfather is from Portugal. His family is from Portugal. So he always talked about being Portuguese and Portuguese things. So I've always wanted to experience it and learn more about that culture, because I didn't know much about any of my like heritage, really. So that interests me a lot. Also, the fact that Portugal ranks number 7 for safety, I believe. Yep. That is huge. The fact that they are one of the top places for LGBTQ people to move to. So there's less anxiety around that aspect of our lives. Pet care, from what I understand, is more reasonable for people. Whereas here, something happens with your pet and it's like they see dollar signs over your head charging you thousands and thousands of dollars because they can, and they know that you want to save your pet's life. Whereas from what my understanding of it is over there, it's more about what you expect a veterinarian to be, just doing it because they want to help the animals.
Yep. A big thing for us is the socialized medicine.
Yeah.
We've made it quite evident that it is, we spend quite a fortune on health insurance here in this country, especially in this state. Our, just to put it into perspective, our health insurance and our mortgage payment were roughly $200 apart. So that was bonkers. We were excited for socialized medicine. We do obviously intend to pay for private care. That's not a dig at the Portuguese public health system at all. It is a requirement of the visa. So we will be purchasing that. I don't pretend to know everything about the culture. I don't pretend to know everything about the country. We've been researching it for years. We've never set foot on Portuguese soil. So this will be a first for us, an exciting new adventure that we hope that you enjoy. Again, I did not intend to move somewhere as a tourist. It has been a grueling process for me to learn the language as a native Spanish speaker. It is quite different. It's a little bit harsher than what I'm used to, but it has been fun. It's a fun journey. I don't want to move somewhere, be a tourist. It is your country. It's your home. It's your customs. I do not want to infringe on that. I just want to enjoy them with you.
Exactly.
So now that we've made the big news, do you want to let them know where we are right now or what's next? Really, for the Apocalypse and Avocados podcast.
So we will continue to do the Apocalypse and Avocados podcast as a separate piece from Avocados Abroad. This will start off as like a mini series of our process of leaving, where, and like getting over there. And then as we're over there, if everyone enjoys it, we can continue letting you know what our experiences are over there, what it's like traveling from being from living abroad, coming back to the United States to visit, all those different things that might be going on in our lives as expats.
We are fully aware that we will be immigrants.
Yes.
In their country.
And that we will have a lot to learn.
Yes. And from what we hear, the bureaucracy is a lot, but we can brave that and you can absolutely brave it with us. We think that's going to be exciting. As far as the apocalypse and avocados, Carissa will still be doing that with us. We will be doing that digitally. So do not get...
Do not fear.
Yes. Do not get discouraged or fear when you don't see the episode right away. It's a learning process for us doing this digitally. But we and Carissa will still be doing that part of the podcast.
You may have noticed a few of our recent Apocalypse and Avocados episodes were digital. Yes. You may not have. You may have. Who knows? But we're working on it. So we're working on all the little bugs and figuring out how to iron things out and make it nice for all of you. Well, that sounded so weird.
We just want to give you a rundown of where we are now in the process. As we said, we have applied for the visas. We are waiting for finalization on the visas. We do have an apartment already over in Portugal. We don't have a car because we don't need one. We are smack dab in the middle of Porto. It's definitely a city. It's compared to where we live now.
Oh, yeah. Going from like the tiniest population to a really big one.
Yes. We've lived in cities before. We're both from big cities. So it's not going to be a surprise for us. It's more going to be a surprise for our dog who grew up here in the country.
Yeah. A little bit of culture shock for him, but I think he'll handle it well.
A little bit of sad bittersweetness. We have sold our house. We are moving out in July.
Yes.
We have not packed a damn thing in the house. That is going to be an absolute shit show. And it's also a little bittersweet because this was the last place for one of our pets. So leaving is hard. It was hard to put the house on the market. It was our first home. Unfortunately, it sold in 4 days.
Yes, it did so quick.
And yeah, that is where we are in the process right now. After that, we will give you a rundown about selling our cars, any of the luxuries we have in the home that we are willing to part with, selling those. And then we will be taking you on the flight with us and showing you how we boarded, booked, how our pets are going to travel with us. We'll be giving you a rundown on that.
On all the requirements for taking pets overseas.
Yes, starting with the USDA certification, which is backlogged quite a bit now.
And I do want to quickly mention this for anybody who is possibly or in the future is considering Portugal and they have pets. One of the requirements for animals is the order in which they get their microchip and vaccine. Yeah, so I want to say it's the microchip and then the rabies vaccine that you have to get, but I could be wrong on that order. Just talk to your vet, make sure that they look it up and everything is done in the correct order. Yeah, that was just my little tidbit on that.
Yeah, most vets already know, though. Ours did, and we were shocked because it's literally in the middle of nowhere.
Well, she did have to look it up. That's why I'm saying, and she thought the order was weird. So,
yeah. All right. So, with that being said, we're gonna take you along on this adventure if you're willing to come with us. Honestly, we're expecting a lot of things to go wrong, especially in the first year, which we have to stay a minimum of a year, just due to our lease. But yeah, so just join us with us, the culture shock, our new home, learning the area, meeting other expats. So if you're listening and you have moved abroad already, drop us some comments. let us know what we should and shouldn't do, what we should look out for. Granted, we have been researching this for 3 years, so we're a little bit familiar with the things that we shouldn't do as Americans abroad. But honestly, if you've ever dreamed of moving abroad or just want to watch us fumble through it, please stick around, follow, subscribe, and send us your Portugal tips. Expat stories are just words of encouragement. We'll need them.
Definitely.
We're making this leap together, and you're coming with us. So this has been our very first episode of Avocados Abroad, and join us for the next adventure.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.